Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to get a little wild in this podcast. If money feels a little wild, Nab's right there with you. From weekly groceries to the yearly holiday, whatever matters to you, Nab can help wrangle it. Nab, more than money. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Ooh, I'm up and about. I need to apologise. I was a bit crook last week and I wasn't in my best form. And so I've come with vibe this week, Carrie.
Oh, thank God and that you've admitted what we all were saying up
there. I know. Yeah, you were telling me to my face.
Guys,
Yeah. Carrie, you were telling me in both my headphones. I had it in stereo sound. But, you know, it's often Menstrual Monday, and I think we should still celebrate
it
that.
Is, guys.
But today, it's also Marzipan Monday.
Oh, no one wants marzipan.
I've never eaten marzipan before, so I thought it would be fun. What is it not good?
No, marzipan's gross.
What is it?
I'm glad I bought the vibe. Oh.
Marzipan chocolate-covered loaf.
Yeah.
It's confusing words.
Chocolate-covered yolk.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
No, I told you.
It's 45% almonds.
I don't know.
Neither
is it. That's yucky.
Bittersweet chocolate.
Sorry, guys. I will never
Even the chocolate in it is bad.
I will never try and boost the vibe again. As you were. Oh. Let's keep it on Menstrual Monday. Not
Do you know what I was thinking about when I was thinking about menstruation the other day?
Yeah, I was too. We all are.
Yep. I was just remembering how how I used to get a bit like grumpy and teary for like a day a month. And I thought, isn't it funny how you get older and that reverses and there's like one day a month that you're not.
Guys, she notices.
Oh, life is real.
I only had one bad week. At least she notices. Hey, heaps to come on today's show. We have $100,000 to give away. Will that be up next? Find out soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy coming up very soon. The time game is worth $100,000.
Or is it?
Oh, you changed it.
What do you mean?
Are you skimming off the
well,
top?
Well, we find out what the jackpot is every day, and it has been $100,000 every day.
No, it's 100%.
It might be. We'll see.
No, I think we've guaranteed
guessing.
It.
Keep them guessing, Gary. It probably will be around that mark. Yes. Hey, I've got a secret to longevity coming up too.
I've got a, great.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I've got a hostile audience today. So, and it's unfair because I was early today to work. Clap him in. I was 4 minutes early.
Isn't that producer Pippa looks?
What do you do? Very disagree, displeased. Pippa?
I do.
Why?
Because you were. Hang on, I'm just doing the maths.
15 minutes late.
Maths. Yeah. 16 minutes late.
So, here's the thing. Pippa doesn't know, but there's been new sliding start times, and our start times change each day. And today, the start time was 1:48, and I got here at 1:44.
What? The start time has never been past 1:30.
Yeah, no, the boss has sent round a thing. You guys obviously aren't, you don't check your calendars or whatever that is. So he sent round a thing, and each day it's a new sliding start time.
The man that doesn't even have a calendar.
I get a lot of calendar reminders. Guy Sebastian's at this time. Guy Sebastian's been cancelled. Guy Sebastian's being moved. Guy Sebastian is at this time. Guys, it's happening in 2027. I don't need a daily reminder. But anyway, so there is a sliding start time now, which means I think you'll find that I will be early every day.
What do you mean a sliding start time?
So the boss.
Every day is a different time. So the boss, then it's whatever time you want to rock up is the time we're meant to start that day. Is that what?
I think I might be a bit early. So I think the start time often will be a bit after.
Because I've been coming in actively half an hour earlier.
Nerd.
Which is 1 o'clock every day.
I've got issues with that as well.
Do you, Pippa?
I find it a wee bit annoying because I'm like, window. I know Carrie's going to get here at 1:30 and I've got stuff to do up until then. And then you rock up early and I'm like, damn it. Now I can't do any of this other stuff.
Yeah, Pippa. Well,
so are you saying
let's
I'm
have
more?
This chat off air.
She does need 24/7 monitoring.
This has gone from fun on air chat to issues.
Pippa, I'm not the only one with a hostile audience today. So here's the thing, right? Are you happy for me to have a sliding start time?
No, just get here on time that we're all here for, which for me is half an hour earlier than they want me here. Get here at 1:30.
See, I've got a bit of an issue with that.
Why? When does the slide change? Like, is it
daily?
But on the day?
Yeah.
Oh, so we don't know.
Sorry, it's probably helpful to get a sense too of why you're late, because it always helps shape the idea of whether we should be lenient. What were you doing before you came to work today? What was the last thing you did at home before you came to work?
A bit of charity stuff.
No, what did you actually do?
There were huts and
dogs,
churches
with a berets.
Involved. There was berets. There were things
no,
being
what
built.
Were you actually doing? No, answer my
down
question.
There's a soup kitchen anyway, here's the thing. I think our start time should be amended.
I know what he was doing.
So do I. It's 3 o'clock, Gary.
I don't know whether we should offer flexibility for people that need to have saunas before they come to work. That's all I'm saying.
13.
Did you also have an ice bath? That takes a bit of time.
No. There's none of them at the soup kitchen. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Let's go to people power. Yeah. What time should we start work? Because I think 1:30 is too early.
Do you mean
early.
For us or for
me?
We're going to ask people
when,
what time you should start work.
I don't
Come
mind
on.
When
to
you
work
get
on
here.
Time. It's disrespectful to everybody. The world doesn't operate around you. You know that. It doesn't revolve around you.
I think you've heard from Pip. She's actually happier with when I rock up than when you rock up.
No,
that's
not
true.
True.
I never said that.
13, 10, 60. When do you think I should get to work? I'm happy to go with the power of the people. I'll even throw some cash in if you've got good answers. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. When should I start work? Carrie and
Tommy. For your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. The time game might be worth $100,000.
No, it is, guys. Every day it's worth $100,000. I don't know why you're doing that.
It could be.
Coming up.
Absolutely.
Soon.
Marzipan Monday.
And
now,
we don't know
why
what
we're dedicating 10 minutes of our show to what time you should arrive at work, which is just the time that everybody else arrives.
The boss has put in a new
No bosses have done anything.
Start time, which could get a bit confusing for people. I'm on top of it.
What's the boss's name?
Barry. G'day, Jessie.
Hello.
What time should I start?
3:30 because you ramble on too much and interrupt the music.
Right. Normally I'd
but
be
on
offended.
On that policy, you'll be rocking up at 6.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got one vote for 3:30. Thank you, Jessie. I normally would be a little bit offended, but I'm wrapped. G'day, Isaac.
Hi.
How old are you, Isaac?
I'm 11.
Yes, you are someone who I will happily take advice from. You can be the boss in this situation. What time should I start, Isaac?
What time do you usually start?
I'm meant to be here at 1:30, but if you say later than that, I could give you some money.
I think you should start at like 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay. $50 for Isaac, please.
Is that AM or PM?
Oh, PM.
Say AM, Isaac. So.
No. AM.
Yeah. $50.
No money for Isaac. No money for Isaac. Thank you, Isaac. I appreciate that. That's awful. G'day, Kirsten.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. You sound gorgeous and a reasonable person. What time should I start?
I hate to tell you, but I agree with Carrie. I think you should start early. I hate being late for work.
Can you somehow take some money off, Kirsten, please? Thank you. G'day, Josh.
Hey, Tommy, how are you, mate? Mate, I believe you should start at 5, though.
5 p.m.?
No, AO, mate. Morning.
Oh, my God. Take some money off, Josh. What's happened?
What's happened exactly? This is not... What are we doing?
We're working out my start time. I'm sorry, no Gary. Some of us want to do work. And I'm trying to do it now. This is our job. And I'm trying to work out what time my job starts.
1:30.
1:30. Yep. No, the people seem to disagree. G'day, Chris.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. You sound reasonable. I'll give you the final say. There is some money on the line. What time do you think I should start?
Well, I think because you're the most important in the team,
yes.
It doesn't actually matter what time you start. Just as long as you come in, yep. Everything will be all right.
$50, Chris. I'll see you at 2 tomorrow because she's looks stoked.
What?
Carrie and Tommy. Your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little and $100,000.
Yes, that is not too far away, our $100,000 time game. But up next, because I have discovered, actually an old man told me, a secret that if you are in a relationship, this can lead to a to longevity and happiness.
It's relationship advice
from
longevity too.
Wow!
Technically, it's from an old man on the internet. That's next. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Woo! For your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 4 o'clock, will we finally crack Carrie? Get a little bit of an emotion out of her. Yeah.
Is that a joke? I've literally spent my lifetime crying on TV.
Oh, well, then it'll be easy for you after 4 o'clock.
I used to get sent, stop crying on TV. People have seen me cry.
Oh, so you save it all for TV and nothing on radio.
Just because I'm not moved by your Insta videos that you send me doesn't mean I don't have a heart.
Well, we're going to test.
Guess we'll find out.
Because everybody is always coming to me for relationship advice. Mm. And the good news is...
What do they call you?
The Dr. Love.
The guy who knows what not to do.
And the good news is it's not just me who's here to help. Do you know Dr. Gottman?
I don't know
Dr. Gottman.
Oh, is
he the doctor of love?
Nobody got him.
He's world renowned for his work on marital stability. So I call him a peer. And he's one of the top 10 most influential therapists. He's authored over 200 published academic articles, and there's some rippers in there. You've got to check them out. And more than 40 books.
What's his book? Would we know any of them?
The Power of Love. That's one.
Oh, I've seen that. I've literally seen the book, The Power of Love.
I See, made that up.
Oh, there is a book called The Power of Love.
There's
is
a song
yes.
too.
Isn't it?
The Power of Love.
Well, perhaps that's one of his. Not the song. That's something.
What is one of his?
I don't know.
Is that what have you just, if the producer's just written what one's called? Fight Right.
8 dates.
It's called Fight Right. How successful couples turn conflict into connection.
Oh.
And is the other one called 8 dates?
It's foreign
How to
territory.
Keep your relationship happy, thriving, and lasting
through eight dates. That sounds like a long-lasting.
Yes,
that is for Tommy.
Anyway,
yeah, 8 dates would be like lifetime.
Uncharted territory.
Sorry, guys, I'm actually in a zone this week where I'm blocking out negativity.
Sorry,
and
Doc.
So I didn't even hear it. All I heard then was a bit of silence. That's
right.
All I heard.
Anyway, would you want to hear some Celine Dion?
I forgot what a tune this
Sorry,
was.
Sorry, that is Dr. Gottman. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. This is the other Power of Love song. That's the
power of Great tune, too.
That's Celine Dion.
Right. Anyway, I came across Dr. Gottman because he popped up on my, we got a WhatsApp, all our marital stability experts. And he sent a video around and he said, what's up, homies? Just some new stuff. I'm dropping some new advice. Thought you might like to check it out. Anyway, this is what he said.
Men who kiss their wives goodbye when they leave for work live 4 years longer than men who don't. And that's a perfunctory kiss. But the 6-second kiss, which we recommend, has much more potential than that peck on the cheek.
What is the 6-second kiss? And not 5 or 4.
Because oxytocin gets secreted. With a 20-second hug or a 6-second kiss, you're both secreting oxytocin.
You're shaking your
no,
head.
No, because you talked about this being like long-lasting relationship advice. Yeah. He just said then it makes men live for an extra 4 years longer. All you guys care about is yourselves. That's nothing to do with what we get out of it. It's do this and you'll live another 4 years longer. Is that not how it started?
Men who kiss their wives goodbye when they leave for work live 4 years longer than men who don't.
If you all stop thinking about yourselves for a moment, maybe that would be the problem.
I thought this was about.
Are there any women therapists in your little WhatsApp group?
No, I don't think they. I think they struggle with the coursework. Anyway, producer Sammy, did you do this one? Did you do this?
Yes, I
now,
did.
So just a word of warning for people that are listening. Sammy has a mild concussion still, and so his words are not always bang on.
Really heavy concussion.
It's not always bang on. And Sammy's printed out some dot points of what the 6 second kiss can do for you. The first one, it can create physical touch. Good stuff, Sammy.
How do you have a 6 second kiss without physical touch?
I don't know. But don't worry, on to the next dot point. It can lead to sex.
Not for me.
Also, aren't you going to work? Isn't this the point? It's on your way out the door?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah.
Feels bad to say after I was late today.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that why you were late today?
Here's what I want to know on 131060. I want to know what weird thing you do with your partner that thinks, like, because a 6 second kiss is a weird thing.
A kiss on the way to work. It's not weird.
For 6 seconds?
Is it?
What do you mean? Have you ever done that in your life? On the way out. Carrie, on the way out the door.
6 seconds is a lot, isn't it?
On the way out the door, have you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you moving your mouth around or is it just a person?
We don't have to teach you how to kiss now.
Is it a person lips kiss?
What do you mean, Carrie?
Before work?
Have you ever kissed someone?
Is it a pash before work? Is that all they're saying?
Are you doing a peck for 6 seconds?
What is secret to
my God,
long-lasting
this is like the 40-year-old virgin.
Like bags of sand.
Bags of sand. Give us a call. What thing have you got with your partner that you think could be helpful for everyone else and you think, oh, it's great and everyone should do it? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo, $100,000 when we play the time game coming up very soon.
Yes. Now, I've been getting together with the other marital stability experts and we've been having a chat about happy relationships. And Dr. John Gottman, he's in my WhatsApp group, he's world renowned. And his advice was a 6 second kiss. He said that time is important because at 6 seconds, you start to both secrete
oxytocin. That is a drug.
If you're secreting oxycontin,
not a natural, it's a heavy painkiller.
A bit too much.
Oxytocin.
Oxytocin, yes.
Yes, which is the love drug.
Is it the love drug?
Yeah.
I'll send that
makes
to the
group.
Makes
you feel all good. Yeah, you're going to send that to the group.
The WhatsApp.
The boys.
How infuriating that we're on a group WhatsApp with work and you don't ever respond, but yet you're getting back to your therapy mates all the time.
Yeah, it's hard because they're all world renowned. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, you guys, you're wonderful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of messages in that WhatsApp.
Who else is in there with Dr. John?
Dr. Pants, man.
What a group.
He's got some good stuff.
I bet.
So we want to ask, what's your secret?
Elise, yes. What do you and your hubby do?
Hi there. So my husband and I, since before we got married, we say, love you, bye. So we say it three times and then give a lovingly slap on each other's forehead. And we have to do it. We have to do it every time.
And Elise, just so we get an idea of the how hard you lovingly slap each other, is it this? Like,
yeah, probably.
Could you hear it? Is it audible?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So funny.
If people saw it. Would they?
It doesn't mean anything if you don't slap it.
Who suggested it first?
I have no idea, but we've been married nearly 13 years, so it's been going for a while.
Okay, and do you reckon it helps you secrete oxytocin?
Yes, that big slap on the forehead.
Okay, here's a question for you, Elise. If you're a bit shitty with your partner or he's annoying you or vice versa. No, I just mean, like, do you do it every single day or if you're not in the good headspace? Yes. Or is that the point? You keep doing it even when you're not feeling happy with each other?
Yes, you do it no matter what.
Good on you, Elise. I like it. It's funny.
I mean, it's hard not to leave then laughing when you've just done that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It would really turn around any argument.
Yes. Yes. Elise is right, though. It depends how severe the slaps turn.
Yes.
Good on you, Elise. Thank you. G'day, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What's your slightly odd thing you do that could be the secret to a happier relationship?
Me and my partner hold hands when we sleep.
That's adorable, like otters.
No, it's not. He does X-tries and he's really fit. And I thought he was dead once or twice because he doesn't breathe and make noise when he's asleep.
Oh, and so...
So if hold on. So if you were to roll over, you just can only sleep on your back?
No. Well, I'll either hold hands when we lay on our backs or like sort of touch him, got my hand on his shoulder to make sure he's still breathing because he's always cold or doesn't make any noise when he sleeps.
Brad, otters hold hands when they sleep because they sleep in water. They hold hands so they don't lose each other because they float in different directions.
So cute.
Do you do it for the same reason? Are you worried your partner might run away?
Most definitely.
Yep. When you got a good one, hold on. Good on you, Brad.
So they just cling on.
Yeah, because they're in the water. So they sleep on their back and they hold hands. Yeah.
It's an otter's life.
Has that got you?
Yeah.
Has that got you?
I think that's real sweet. Bailey, have you seen what otters do?
I have a little bit, not a whole lot.
No.
That's so funny, Bailey. Not in a weird way. I've watched them occasionally, but you know, I'm not obsessed.
Every now and then.
What do you and your partner do, Bailey?
Well, me and my partner are early risers, and we feel that before we're both off to work, a quick game of Uno will be played, and one of us obviously will be leaving quite happy. The other one is obviously sacrificing their love, I guess you could say, for the other person to have a good day or a good start to the morning at least.
You play Uno every morning before work?
Yes.
How quick have you got the games?
It's usually a best of three, sometimes depending on the mood of the morning, but I mean, it's a bit unconventional, but it's just stuck and...
Is there anyone better? Can you be better at Uno?
Well, I always like to think I'm quite good myself, but I guess we always strive each other to be better, and just a game of Uno is always a good way to start the morning.
So if you could have a 6-second kiss or a game of Uno, you're going with Uno?
Well, her answer might be different, but I'm going to have to say the game of Uno.
Bailey, do you just really like Uno?
I might have a problem, yes.
Do you know otters?
Uno stands for one, doesn't it? One left.
Doesn't stand
Uno,
for it. It means it, yeah. Oh, you reckon there's going to be Uno soon?
If you keep playing Uno every morning, three rounds.
Oh, I thought it was cute.
Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy. That's where you're at for your Monday afternoon. The time game is coming up soon. $100,000 up for grabs.
Or is it?
Oh, yeah, true. Sorry, I forget.
But up next.
She's not even correcting you anymore.
What?
Because
everyone knows there's $100,000 on the line every day.
Jackpots every day, new number could be.
On the weekend, I went to have some mayo, mayonnaise.
What a weekend.
On its own.
What a weekend, Mo.
And I looked at the expiry date,
yes.
And I thought, I can't eat that. That'll make me very sick. What I then discovered about how long mayonnaise keeps blew my mind.
Oh, are you going to blow our minds next?
I'm going to blow your minds next.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have you heard the new Cyril song?
Oh,
he's done one. Not helpful when I don't remember the song that he's mixed.
This is real.
What is it, Pippa? It's real good. I like it.
It's real mum chat.
It is real mum chat.
Oh, have you heard that song?
No, what is it?
You know that song.
I'm sure we will be playing it soon if we're not already. Anyway, we'll work out on what the new Cyril song is while I tell you about food expiration dates.
I'm genuinely into this.
What a tease.
So the reason I want to talk about this is because I'm paranoid about food, okay? So you're either in a household, I reckon, where you grew up with the idea that food never goes off, can be eaten way past its expiry.
And
expiry is just a weird number they put on a packet because they wanted it to do a job.
Yes, we also grew up believing that if you microwaved anything, you nuked whatever the bad stuff was.
Whereas so I grew up thinking that if you microwave things, you might get cancer.
No, we didn't.
As in, I'm not saying you do. If you've heard that, that's not from me. That's not scientific. Oh,
they're putting down
advice.
Their legal papers. I'm saying,
I never put Glad wrap over, you know, microwave things for a long time because I was worried about that. Just a bit more of a worried household.
Yes.
And as a result, I don't keep anything an hour past its expiration. In fact, if I look at it and it doesn't look right, but it's still got 3 days left, nah, it's gone.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. I'm so scared of vomiting. I have a fear of vomiting. Yeah. The idea of food poisoning makes me so stressed.
Carrie, you spew all the time.
No, that's a new thing that I've not been able to keep myself in check sometimes.
Sorry, this is drinking related. Mm. That's not, we need to point
I don't like spewing.
Yeah. No one likes it.
No, but some people are just better at it. So, I'm not. I cry.
No, honestly, I'm
a grown adult and I cry.
We've seen you at staff parties. I know. Yeah. Yeah. We've all had to hold your hair back.
Staff parties. Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesdays. That's true. I had a friend come and stay over and he stayed for a while. And so to thank me, he cleared out my fridge because he goes, I noticed something was off. Anyway, it was everything.
He took everything.
Yeah. Everything.
So he must have grown up in the same household.
It was all past its use by. That's a guide. That's a serving suggestion.
Isn't there two different ones? There's a best before and a used by. One's a guide, one's a rule.
Okay. Mm. So either way, it then led me down a rabbit hole of looking
up.
Of looking up proper expiration dates to understand how long food lasts. That's what I did with my Sunday night.
Yeah, fun.
I was Googling how long flour lasts, how long jalapenos last, how long things last. I couldn't get an answer to jalapenos.
Okay.
Longer than you think, though, because they are a bit jalapeno-y.
Does the spice help kill the bacteria?
I think it does, yes. Again, couldn't find.
Do pickles ever go off?
Well, they're pickled. It's a good question. Mm.
I'm throwing you off your list, Carrie.
Anyway, in the New York Times, to be fair, I couldn't open the article because I didn't have a subscription, but I got my friend to open it and then screenshot me the things that she found because I always trust what I get from the New York Times.
Thrifty.
How's this? So, you know when people joke about spices, like my mum had spices that were literally 20 years past their expiration date when she moved house and she was like, oh my God, we can't use any of them. Apparently you could have. Other than them losing some of their flavour, they never go off. Yeah. So you could have paprika from 1915, other than it not being as paprika-y.
Yes, it's a bit dull.
It can't hurt you.
But paprika is ground capsicum, I think.
In a powdered form.
That is true.
Yeah, so then surely, but if capsicum goes off.
No, but it's ground and preserved and stuff.
They get all the wet, I reckon the wet bits are the bit that goes off.
A bit of juice.
Yeah.
Canned goods, how's this? You know the little button on the top of a jar?
Yeah.
Oh, that pops up.
That pops up.
Yeah.
If it's popping up a bit, if there's a bit of bulge, it means even if you haven't opened it, there's a bit of infection happening, bacterial infection. And somehow air's gone in or it started to turn, the item was in it. So they were saying you should just very much judge it. If it's flat, it's good to eat. And then they said, similarly, cans of soda will keep their fizz for years, glass bottles for up to a year, plastic bottles only a few months, though. So you've got a can of Coke. The can will last you years. If you've got a bottle of Coke, that'll last you 1 year. But if you've got a plastic bottle of Coke, only a few months before
apparently,
the fizz goes.
The use-by date on plastic bottles of water is for the plastic, not the water.
Yes, the water will never go off.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, do you want to know...
What happens to the plastic?
I guess it degrades. I don't know.
Do you want to know a fun little fact to add to this?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know beer is only meant to be chilled once or it's considered off? So
really?
So if you go to the bottle-o and you buy a slab from the fridge and you let it go to room temperature and then tuck it back in the fridge.
What happens to it?
I don't know. It just doesn't taste as good? Technically,
it wouldn't make you sick though, would it?
But they're not meant to sell it if it's been warmed, fridged again.
Here's another one I learned when I was pregnant. So now they tell you not to eat sushi. Don't you remember that, guys, when they told you when you were pregnant?
Yes.
Apparently the issue
cheese
with the sushi
got me.
Fascinating about that too. So first of all, the sushi, the issue isn't actually the raw fish necessarily. If it's fresh, that's fine. It's the rice because rice doesn't last very long, like literally 24 hours. Like you shouldn't reheat it and keep eating
if they make it and then make sushi for a few days, you should.
But if you're watching them make it fresh in front of you and the rice is fresh, it's okay to eat.
Yes, they always say this about rice. But again, I grew up in a house where we would reheat rice.
For how long?
Honestly, days.
And you never got sick?
No.
Last one, mustard. Lasts forever. Never goes off.
Really? You know what gets you with mustard, though?
When you put the sauce and then dip it in.
Or it gets a few breadcrumbs or something in there.
No, well, then it'll go off because it's been contaminated.
Yes.
Anyway, you've joined us for Talkback Chat
I really like it.
Oh, yes. Good. And our producers found the new Cyril song. We'll get that on for you in a minute. On the other side of our chat about food expiration dates.
Do you want to get the people involved?
I do want to get the people involved. Mm. I just need to know about food, how long it lasts, what you've heard.
What's done you in?
What's done you in?
Yeah.
Just food chat, really. Food expiration chat. 13 10 60. Meantime, what's the Cyril song?
It's called Somebody Else, which is a remix of the 1975 song, Somebody Else.
Oh.
And the 1975 are obviously headed up by Matt Healy, which is Taylor Swift's ex.
Oh, do you think we can play it at some point? I'd like to.
I'll ask.
We'll work on that while you talk to us about food expiration dates.
Carrie and Tommy.
Be Monday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. $100,000 up for grabs in the time game very, very soon.
Ooh, we're talking food expiration dates, in case you've missed it. The hot topic.
Yeah, it's good. It is good stuff. I actually got a very helpful tip over the weekend because I posted some seaweed crackers that were broken when I opened the packet. And so many people commented and said, hey, here's a tip for you. Keep your seaweed crackers in the fridge and they stay fresh.
But that doesn't stop them breaking, though.
No, but they just stay fresh.
What, once they're opened?
Yeah.
So you have cold crackers?
I guess, yeah.
Weird. Dax, what have you got for us?
Dax. Okay, so my husband, he's a picky guy. If he's opened a bottle of drink, as in a 1.25 litre, he won't even drink it the day after because he said, no, the fizziness is gone. No, it's expired, which is crap, obviously.
Yeah.
I've got a great immune system and I use the dates as a guide more than a rule.
Yes.
So this is 100% true. When we moved out, I made a really nice pasta with sun-dried tomatoes on a Friday night. There was a decent amount left over. So I had the rest of it on Saturday night for dinner, but not as in the Saturday after, but like 8 days after.
No, Dax.
It was completely fine.
Yeah, Dax, I agree. If you've been doing it for a long time, it builds up your stomach.
If I did that, I'd do my Dax. I would absolutely not cope eating food 8 days later.
You know how I said my friend cleaned out the fridge? He goes, you know that whole egg mayonnaise that was in there? It was a year past its expiry. I was using it flat out.
But isn't that interesting? Because this here says about mayonnaise. Where was the mayonnaise when I told you?
But maybe
it said, contrary to popular belief, mayonnaise has an exceptionally long shelf life, especially when it doesn't contain ingredients like fresh lemon juice or garlic. Apparently high concentrations of fat, salt and acid, which are all found in mayonnaise, are all enemies of bacteria and mold.
But it's raw egg, isn't it?
I think it's the egg bit that freaks you out. Yeah. You see that it's raw egg mayo and you think you can't.
Dax, we have a similar attitude to food. I have always bragged about having iron guts. Have you ever had it undo you? Have you been too confident before?
Also shortly after we moved out, I went and got chips from the local fish and chip place, had them 2 days later. That nothing was solid for at least 48 hours. That was the chips. That was not my choice. That was the chips.
Dax, when I was in Vietnam, there was a guy walking down the beach and he had seafood, like raw seafood. And I said to my mates, I said, oh, I'm going to get some of this cooked up. It looks yum. And he goes, bro, that's raw prawns, and we're on a beach in Vietnam. And I said, don't worry, I've got iron guts. I thought I was going to die. I was so sick. We had to get a 6-hour bus ride the next day. We had to pull over about 20 times.
See, but the opposite happened to me when I was in Bali, where I was so worried about getting Bali belly. All I ate was fried food or bread for 5 days. And I still got Bali belly. So sometimes, I don't know.
Yeah,
like you had better time and just ate what you wanted.
Are you the type of person that goes overseas and doesn't get the ice?
I never get the ice.
Oh my God.
No, that's why I drank Smirnoff. What are they called? The ice Smirnoff ices. So I could just open the bottle myself and have it with a straw. That's what I drank for
She's
5 days
about
straight.
Just a bottle of vodka.
Yes.
No,
yeah,
I didn't drink it.
Yeah.
Morgan, what's your expiration tip?
Hey guys. I was over at my grandma's house having fish and chips, and she busted out the tomato sauce and squirted it onto her plate, and it was real dark, like almost brown. I checked the use by date and it was 10 years old, and I let her know. I let her know, and she went back and finished off her plate and said, put her back in the cupboard, and said she doesn't mind.
That's great.
Well, do you know, on this New York Times article I was reading, Morgan, it said ketchup will start to turn colour before the year is out, but it still remains palatable to eat. So maybe it looks crap, but it tastes fine.
It smelled pretty putrid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Brown sauce when it's not meant to be brown is pretty.
Anything
that's not meant to be brown that's brown is pretty.
Cassie, how are you?
I'll give it a go. G'day, Cassie.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very good. You've got a beautiful accent. Where are you from originally, Cassie?
Originally Glasgow.
Oh, good. What have you got for us for food chat?
Well, unfortunately, my freezer went off. And when I had 2.5 kilograms of salmon in the freezer. And I thought to myself, oh, yes or no. And as it was still coldish at the bottom, I thought, I'll just cook a bit and see what it's like. Oh, dear.
Oh, no good, Cass.
I was a bit like you. I thought I was dying. It lasted 5 days, and 3 weeks later, I still had, well, let's put it this way, digestive problems. Yes.
So, Cassie, has it put you off salmon?
Oh, God, no.
No.
That's the problem. You say you're never going to eat it again, and then you're back on the horse.
Back like, on the salmon.
Yes, back on the salmon.
Hey, Cassie, have you ever given someone a Glasgow kiss?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I was telling someone today, I used to live in Switzerland, and in the building I lived in was a concierge. And I said, he is the only man that I could ever give the Glasgow kiss to because he was shorter than me. I'm actually quite short. So now I haven't. You have to sort of,
what's the
I have
Glasgow
to rear
kiss?
Up.
A Glasgow kiss is a headbutt.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Now I'm imagining Cassie headbutting the guy.
It's great, isn't it? Carrie
and Tommy. Driving you home from 3 till 6, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I've got an idea, but I think it might backfire on me.
Why?
As you know, and everybody listening knows, you usually have a very full heart and a lot of emotion, except for when it comes to dogs.
I know exactly what this is, and I have an issue that you are on a campaign to paint me out as anti-dog.
Yes, because I keep showing you these beautiful dog videos that absolutely destroy me. This was the first one.
I enjoy being a dog. It's the sweetest thing ever.
It's cute. Yeah.
It's the sweetest thing ever.
Not ever. Is it because you've got dogs now? You're imagining putting your dog down? What are you doing?
That dog put its life at risk to save humans.
Yeah.
And it's really nice for a dog to do. And now he gets to go be a dog. How nice would it be if you just got to go be a dog? I think I want to go be a dog.
So that was a bit unhinged at the end.
That makes me angry for lots of reasons. Because your sadness, your sadness also is aided. You're not just sad at a dog video. You're hungover from the weekend. That's so you're an emotional mess. I could show you a video of a walking dinosaur and you'd sob.
That was on a Friday. And what's the dinosaur doing?
Wait,
tell me
you
more.
You can bring back dinosaurs. That's pretty sick.
That is pretty sick. Anyway.
The point I'm making is I think it's unfairly making you look like you've got the most ridiculous emotional heart about every freaking dog.
Dogs are beautiful, Carrie.
And it's making me look like I'm anti-dog, and both things are not true.
You're sounding incredibly compassionate at the moment.
No, I just think you're using people. That's what I think.
So now I have a story for you from real life to see if you actually have a heart.
Okay.
So this beautiful man and beautiful dog around the corner from my house, right? And the dog goes crazy, runs outside and runs up and down the fence, and you would think that it's a scary dog, but then when you put your hand through the pad, it goes really gentle and it's so sweet. Anyway, the old boy, I got to talking to the old boy, and I was just asking him how his dog's going, and he said, oh, good. He said he's been a lot of work, but he's worth every moment. When he got him, he said he'd been badly abused. And so the dog wouldn't go near him, and whenever he'd go in the house, the dog would run out the back. And he ended up, then he went to take him for a walk one day and he picked up the lead and the dog went berserk and he goes, I figured he must have been beaten with a lead. So what I did is I wrapped a sausage, right? And I wrapped the lead around it and I put it in the middle of the room and I just left. And he goes, day by day, the dog got closer and closer to the sausage until he ate the sausage out of the lead. And he goes, that is going to backfire.
Good luck getting through this story.
Sunday, you idiot, and you're emotional.
What's happening over here? he said, from that day forward, I decided that I would cook this dog a sausage every morning. And so every morning he wakes up and he fries the dog up a sausage. And isn't that a wonderful story? Why aren't you upset? Why aren't you upset?
Sorry. See, even producer, story. It is love. No, hold on. It is a lovely story.
It's and lovely.
It's beautiful. And what a beautiful man and a beautiful dog. But I don't need to sob about it for me to have
just
a heart.
Have some feelings for animals.
I've got feelings. Maybe it's care? In your storytelling or something. I don't know.
Put
a bed, a sad bed underneath or something. But you haven't moved me.
But have you got a sad, some kind of sad music? Let me try again.
Just get on your playlist.
My playlist? I don't have sad music.
What do you mean? Weren't you listening to that? No, this is not
sad. So then he decided
he
would cook that dog a sausage every single day of his life. So he wakes up and he fries him up a sausage. It's got me again. How has it not got you? That old man fries a dog a sausage.
Do you know I make my kids breakfast every morning? Are you crying over that?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Be Monday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it's finally time.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
On exactly 5 seconds. And doing just that, exactly that, could change your life forever. Because today, the time game has jackpotted to...
Oh, let me have a looky-looky in here.
$100,000
no, hang
every
on. Oh, my
day.
God, it is $100,000!
Harry and Tommy's $100,000 time game.
$100,000, Nikki. How does that sound?
Oh, life changing.
Yes.
What would you do with it, Nikki?
Well, I'm currently paying like $680 a week for rent, so to get my own place would be amazing.
Mm. Awesome, Nikki.
Whereabouts in our beautiful country do you live, Nikki?
I'm in Perth.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
$680 a week. You in a nice joint? That'd be a nice joint, wouldn't it?
Oh no. Standard, really.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's try and make you.
If you could dream, Nikki, what's your dream home? Where and what is it?
Somewhere by the water, mm-hmm. and where the kids could all have their own room, so a 4-bedroom, be absolutely perfect.
So $100K just between you and I is not going to get you that. However, Nikki,
it helps.
It could put a massive down payment on for you to help achieve those dreams, and we'd love to be a part of you helping to achieve those dreams. So.
Oh my gosh.
We have our furry friend back this week. Where were you last week?
I was on holiday in the Bahamas. I told you that.
That is true. Send me photos.
Even...
But then why did you say on air that he had issues with his...
No, that was Jesse. Just like we rehearsed.
Yeah. The ferret only comes in for the time game.
I didn't know the ferret had different condition to Jesse because they're the same.
No, they're not. You were in the Bahamas, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse was sick last week.
You haven't even commented on my tan yet.
I know. You know what I've just realised?
You're looking more pale than normal. Because you've been sick for a week.
No, you haven't been sick, have you? Were you sick in the Bahamas?
I had a great time in the Bahamas.
Yes. I don't know what. You are very confusing, Carrie. Nikki, best of luck. We hope you win. You just have to say stop if it's exactly 5 seconds. $100,000 is yours. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Stop.
Stop.
Felt a little on the long side.
That did feel long.
You know what I've just realised? You know his hair's looking thicker. Did you go to the Bahamas or did you go to Turkey and get a hair job?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Show us your passport. Oh, you don't have it. Your little passport. For $100,000, how did Nikki go?
6.30.
Ah.
She fell aggressively.
Ben, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, although I'm a bit concerned about what you want to do with the money if you win 100K. Is it true that you want to send your parents away on a holiday?
I would send them away on a holiday, yeah.
Because you want them to stop hanging around or because you're a beautiful man, Ben?
Oh, probably a little bit of both, I suppose.
Where do they want to go?
Oh, they'll go anywhere, probably the Gold Coast or something like that.
When was the last time they went on a holiday?
They're due to go next week, so.
Why don't you go on the holiday, Ben?
Well, maybe I could tag along with them, maybe.
No, just go on your own holiday, Ben.
You don't want a holiday with your parents, do you, Ben?
No, that's true.
No, no. Or maybe they're loose. Are they fun?
They are fun, yep.
Okay, good.
Probably organise a holiday for us as well, so.
Yep. Okay. Well, Ben, you know what you have to do? Just say stop it. If it's exactly 5 seconds, the cash is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Now, of course, this could be life-changing because if Ben wins this money, he's going to send his parents on a holiday, which they're already going on next week. So just the difference that this money can make to people's lives, you wouldn't read about it. For $100,000 and for Ben's parents not to have to wait the mere 1 week before they're already going away, how, my furry little friend, how did Ben go?
Five.
Oh.
Point.
That's a good start.
9-7.
Oh, they're not going to go on a holiday.
Yeah, they're going
this
next week.
Yeah. Jesse.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Jesse, we have a Jesse here, but he's a ferret. Are you a human?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Last time I checked, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What do you do to check? Just have a look up and down.
Yeah, oh,
ferrets
pretty much.
Have, what do ferrets have between the legs? Mirror.
Carrie, that is too much.
Why would you ask that?
I'll just have a little look.
Don't look. Oh. Do you know what I have?
And
just
I am wearing a skirt.
You know what I have just realised?
A kilt. Cute.
You know what I have just realised? Because we send each other photos a lot.
Yeah.
And I realise that all the photos
you and
send,
Jesse.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
All the photos you send are technically nudes.
Well, I mean, I still have the fur.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So why do you bother putting the kilt on for work?
It's cute.
It is
oh,
cute.
Great.
It yeah. is cute. And because someone keeps trying to peek under the desk, you're weirdo,
you
Carrie.
You make it easier for them to peek, you know what I mean? Just there it is.
Sorry, Carrie.
Jesse.
He's a mustard.
Jesse, what are you doing with the 100K?
I wouldn't mind putting it towards a house deposit, that's for sure.
Right. Typical human stuff. I get it. Yeah. Jesse, are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Start.
Stop.
Felt good.
Did it?
Felt good.
Felt a little, or are you just feeling good because you've had a cheeky peek under the
I
desk?
I just realised also, I thought I said when you wear the kilt to speak in the Scottish accent.
Hey, I know you're dead.
There we go.
You can't just force him to do everything.
She can and she does.
Yeah, I know. For $100,000, how did Jesse go?
4.75.
To his jackpot's tomorrow.
And if you would like to play, make sure you're listening to Breakfast Tomorrow.
It gets me every time. Carrie and Tommy. Well, well, well.
Oh, this sounds spicy, Carrie.
Doja Cat.
Yes, yeah. Love.
Yes, you know Doja from...
And also from when she went to the Met Gala dressed as a cat. And then only answered to the reporters, meow, when they asked her questions.
Funny. Paint the Town Red is one of my daughter's favourite songs.
June.
Yeah, she's 9. But no, singer Doja Cat does not want my daughter as a fan.
Why not?
She has gone on quite an explicit little rant on X, formerly known as Twitter. And you can't go on too long a rant, but you've done a little short, 3 short tweets. The first one says, IDK. I don't know what you think this is, but I don't make music for children, so leave your kids at home, you, quite an explicit phrase. Then the next one says, I'm rapping about, and it's a word I'm not going to say, but it's...
genitalia based?
Yep. Yeah. Why are you bringing your offspring to my show? Then the next one, rapping about, Can I say eating a thing and peeing on a thing? Leave your mistake at home.
Wow.
So she doesn't want kids as fans is what I'm getting for that. But she says, I don't make music for children. I make music for adults. Now, that's complicated when your songs are so catchy for kids. What are you meant to do?
I think about this about pop stars often. Do you think they know they're children's entertainers?
They're not kids entertainers.
But they
are. My kids are very entertained by most of them.
But they are. Like, and say if you, like Justin Bieber, whether he likes it or not, is a children's entertainer.
When he started,
but wasn't he in the Mickey Mouse Club?
No, that's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's Timberlake. Okay, I was going to say, because he was a child entertainer, yes.
But I reckon all the time these pop stars would think, you know, I do cool stuff.
I'm an artist.
But what about take someone like Kanye?
Yeah, kids aren't into Kanye.
So then why isn't Doja just wanting to be at that, where she's only for the adults, not for the kids?
Yes, but she's a pop star.
Yeah, she's making fun music like
that. Yes,
Eli. Web guy Eli's come to the stand.
The only thing I wanted to add was that she's getting licensed to have her music in games like Fortnite and whatnot. So they are geared towards children.
So when she says, leave your kids at home to listen to my music on Fortnite is what she wants.
No, she didn't say leave your kids. She did say mistakes.
Mistake.
No, that's so intense.
I know, because your mistake loves her music.
My mistake is not a mistake, and she absolutely loves it. Yes. So take that, Doja Cat.
Oh, you got beef. I don't know. We got beef. Okay. Carrie
and Tommy. Driving you home from 3 till 6. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Why do most swear expressions, not swear words, but the expression, have something to do with God or the Lord?
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
What do you mean?
Or like, so like effing hell, right? Mm. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, but F head.
Not S, the ones.
All the S's. All the C's. Like I think you've said about the only two.
Nah, there's like.
Some involved dogs.
That's true.
Holy cow.
Some,
my Lord.
Also, they're not swear words.
Yeah, I was going
to say. Sorry, they are. But maybe that is what it is.
Not swear words. Holy cow.
Sorry, effing hell is a swear word.
That is true.
Yes, a holy cow is what you say when you're trying not to swear with your kids. Yes.
But I think, are you just thinking of blasphemy?
Maybe.
Because like if I go, oh, Jesus.
That's another one.
But it's not a swear word.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So what, and so it's blasphemous because it was using the Lord's name in vain.
Yes, it's forbidden. And that's why it's a bit fun.
But isn't that weird that we still use it all these years later? Because I don't, when I'm saying, oh, Jesus, I'm not thinking, oh, I got him. Like, you know what I mean?
I got him.
I'm not even thinking of him.
I got him. He's everywhere and I still got him.
But do you know what I mean?
How good have you got to be to get the big guy?
Why are we still using them as our words now?
I mean, to be fair, I don't. I only do on.
You'd go, oh, my God.
Yeah, I only do those on air in.
That's what I was saying, instead of saying,
of the ones that would get me off air.
Would you like some new ones? Is that what you're angling for?
I just am interested. We don't have new ones.
Maybe Poppy Pants?
You Poppy Pants?
Yep.
No.
Nincompoop?
There's no swear word in that. You need to add a swear word to it.
Oh.
You Poppy Pants.
It's fun.
There's my new one, guys. I'll give it a roll this week.
Or if you want to get the big guy again, a Poppy Pants god. Got him again.
And Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another wildly entertaining podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up. If money feels a little wild, Nab's right there with you. From weekly groceries to the yearly holiday, whatever matters to you, Nab can help wrangle it. Nab, more than money.